Welcome to Questions About Heaven, a podcast about giving Bible answers to our questions about the afterlife with God. Each week, we seek to answer real-life questions with biblical answers about the life beyond this world. Now, here's your host, Brad Zockel.
And a wonderful day to you. I'm not sure if you can hear the barn cat right over here, right next to the microphone. I'm trying to do my recording, and somebody wants some attention right now. So as I've got the studio, this is one of the consequences of working out in the farmlands of upcountry South Carolina. I have a visitor once in a while. We have three feral cats that we've adopted, and one has become very affectionate in the morning and wants to hang around. And so while I'm trying to get all of my equipment set up, then we have our mouser. His name is Smokey Joe. Will come on in here, and he's so close to the microphone, I was wondering if you can hear him. He is actually trying to sniff the microphone right now and figure out what's going on. So I want to welcome you here. He'll go on his way right now. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Brad Zockel. You're listening to the Questions About Heaven podcast, and I am here talking to you in upcountry South Carolina. Thankful so much for your support, for your prayers, and just for the desire to learn God's Word. This is not a personality program. The only person that we want to learn and enjoy is God Himself, Jehovah. And we thank you so much that you are just so attentive to wanting to know what the Lord has in His promise to the believer. And so that's what we're going to be studying. And I'm going to share something in Revelation chapter 21 today, and then also connect that with a book that it has might have been a while since you've read, which has a wonderful, wonderful promise of abundance in heaven. But first of all, I just wanted to share with you, in case you're wanting to read one of the books that our ministry has published, then you want to go to Amazon, and we have two books based on the most asked questions to the ministry in the past years, and one is called What is Heaven All About? And the other one is Questions About Heaven. Okay, now, so the cat is trying to bite the bottom of the... Okay, you're going to have to go now, all right? Stop that. All right, sorry about that. You may have heard some clinking on here. He came over and was nibbling at the microphone itself. Such is the way of the rural studio. I'll have to make sure that I close the door the next time, too. But our two books are in the available on Amazon are What is Heaven All About? And then Heaven, the Adventure Begins. Wonderful, wonderful passages in the Scriptures that will let you look for yourself. As I always say, it's so important that you would check these passages. Acts chapter 17 and verse 11 is a very, very beloved passage to me, that the Berean Christians studied the Scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. And indeed, that's what we see in the Scriptures. We see the encouragement to read the Scriptures for yourself, and that's what we're going to do today, too. But anyway, I want to share a couple of more announcements. This weekend, I'll be traveling, heading over to Texas. I will be on Sunday. I will be heading into Texas and speaking there in the morning and evening service. But on the way over, I will be having an afternoon Bible study about midway through my trip in Slidell, Louisiana. And that's going to be with our good friends who have a roastery, not just a coffee shop, but a roastery called the Rebel, R-E-B-E-L, the Rebel Coffee Roastery in Slidell, Louisiana. And the invitation is open for you. It would be wonderful to see you there. It's on Liberty Drive in Slidell. Hope that you join us 2:30 p.m., and that's Louisiana time in Slidell. I would say it's Eastern Standard Time, but right now it escapes me whether that is Eastern Standard Time or Central. So I'll just say this. It will be Slidell time. Then I'll be moving after that and finishing up the study there in the community study about heaven, and we will have a Q&A as well. Then I'll be puttering on down the road into Texas over to Dayton, Texas, and I will be at the South Dayton Baptist Church. This is my second time there with the wonderful people in the country church, South Dayton Baptist Church, with Pastor Mike Melligan. I hope you can join us. And that's going to be morning and evening service, and I think in Texas time, that's going to be 10:30 in the morning. And then in the afternoon, late afternoon, that will be about 5:30 in the evening. So looking forward very much to being with my dear friends there and possibly with you. I hope you can join me. The Heaven Tour has just had a wonderful, wonderful response to my weekend speaking, and then the Wednesday on the 21st in coming back. I'll be back here in South Carolina, and in the evening time on Wednesday night, I will be over at Holly Springs Baptist Church at 7 o'clock in the evening, and that is Eastern Standard Time. Holly Springs Baptist Church speaking on heaven to our local community here. And so if you can make any of those, it's wonderful. Now, I just really appreciate all of your prayer and your care and your giving. Right now, the board realizes that the main vehicle that I use for long-distance traveling, I'll use the old inherited pickup truck, the 2000 F-150, for local, for South Carolina speaking. And then, if I make longer trips, I have the Honda CR-V. But in looking down the other day, we have been talking about this, I checked, and we're just on 235,000 miles, and so we're pushing it. And so the board has talked about the need for me to start looking for another car. Don't have to have a new car, but a faithful car. And we had an offer of a vehicle for around $4,000, and I started asking for help on that. And we have been able to set up in the car fund that $4,000. Those sellers right now we're making a contact to, and we're not sure how we're going to be able to work this out. We're talking with them at this time, but also looking at another seller in that area. And if you'd like to help us out with the car fund, we are a 501c3 tax deductible. You will receive a receipt on this, and I do thank you that we've been able to meet that goal. And we are talking right now. As a matter of fact, tomorrow afternoon, I'm heading into Greenville, South Carolina, to meet with some businessmen and see how we can pursue that a bit further here too. We are looking at Revelation chapter 21. The last two chapters of the Bible are really like what all the 1,187 other chapters built up to. This is the open door of the Father's home for the believers for eternity. What a wonderful promise you see here. John says in Revelation 21 and verse 1, I saw a new heaven, new earth, and the former heavens and the former earth has passed away. There's no more sea. I saw the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride for her husband. And we see that God will walk with us, verse 3, on this new earth. And then we go to a very treasured verse that is very familiar with people. There will be no more crying there. There will be no more death. There will be no more pain. When we look at this passage, I want to park myself on one particular verse there when we take a look at this. When we take a look at this wonderful, wonderful passage here in talking about the realization, as it says, taking a look here, I'm going to read from the King James Version on this one. As we rotate the different translations, if you followed me, you remember that I do that. And so I'm going to read in the promises that the Father has for the faithful believer. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And I want to key on this because I think this is This is a very common thing to all people, saved and unsaved, tall and short, rich and poor, you know, travelers and those that are within their community as a steady blue-collar workers, white-collar workers. Everybody experiences pain of one kind. It could be a mental pain, a physical pain, a pain of disease, a pain by an accident, pain of loneliness. It's all of these different types of pains, pains of regret. When we look at pains of frustration, this is a wonderful passage here. When we take a look at this, it tells us that that will be gone. Panos is the word for pain here. Panos in the Greek. And when we take a look at this, it's telling us that Revelation 22:3, the curse is gone, and isn't pain a curse? That in Revelation 21:27, there is nothing that defiles, and pain is a defiler, isn't it? You wish to serve the Lord, and there is a crippling injury, or there is a setback, or there is something that just causes you withdrawal because of that. It tells us here that there is no more pain, but I want to dig into this because to understand the wealth of what is being said here is absolutely stunning. When I'm going into the study in the dictionary and going into the definition of this word panos, here's what it says. It not only means the physical hurt, but it also means great trouble. It means also anguish, but also intense desire. Isn't there a pain whenever you can't have something that you dearly wanted? And I'm not saying necessarily in a bad sense, not a lust, but you really sincerely wanted something deeply, and it just didn't happen. The disappointment was so hurtful. Our household, we have had attacks, not only in our ministry, but the enemy has actually attacked our household. And in many senses of the word, there are goals that our family had that have been thwarted, and there are attacks in this way in which things that we thought that we would be able to have to achieve as a family have been set back, and we face those battles, and I appreciate your prayers on that. And it's one of those things where disappointment will loom on the porch trying to frustrate us, like, you can't have it, and we won't allow you to. And it's not in it, these are not in physical acquirements. It is goals that we have set and just different things. And haven't we been that way? Anguish. There will be no more anguish. There will be no more intense desire because all our needs are met in heaven. There will be no more great trouble. There will be no more pain in heaven. I find something most powerful when the promise, go over to Amos, and when you look here, it is, it's an amazing passage of the abundance. As we know so many times that Israel had been wandering, Israel had lost their home, Israel had been just working so hard, and there's a time of blessing and restoration in this promise to Israel. There will be a time, as Amos goes into a conclusion, you follow the Lord, there is going to be a wonderful promise of prosperity. There will be blessing. Listen to what it says here. Oh, I absolutely love this. When I'm reading here in Amos chapter 9, verses 13 through 15, behold, the days are coming, says Yahweh, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him who sows seed. The mountains shall drip with sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it. I will bring back the captives of my people Israel. They shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink wine from them. They shall make gardens and eat fruit from them. I will plant them in their land. No longer will they be pulled up from the land I have given them, says the Lord your God. I want to key off on this very, very wonderfully curious phrase. The plowman shall overtake the reaper, the treader of grapes him who sows the seed. This says that there was such abundance that Israel's promise that just about the time they're putting the seed in, the fruit is coming up. The reaper will practically bump into the plowman. And then those who are sowing seed then for the vineyard and for the crushing of the grapes, well, the treader of grapes is just about there as it's coming down. This will be the abundance. Go back and think about the Garden of Eden and the abundance of the plant life in which Adam and Eve were to have maintenance over. This will come back. Will we be in activity as we see this and continuing this on into the eternal kingdom? Very well that this hints on that too, that abundance will come. There will be activity and there will also be abundance because I just love this. One of the names as we find in Genesis chapter 22 and verse 14 is Jehovah Jireh. This is what Abraham called the Lord in that wonderful promise there in the scriptures that the Lord is the provider. Genesis chapter 22 and verse 14. What a wonderful promise here that there you saw how the Lord would make needs known, not only the daily bread enough to move by, but to continue on and to exalt the Lord. So Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide, Jehovah Jireh. And to this day it is said, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. This is one of the grand and great satisfactions and peace, I would say, building foundations in our heart, is that the Lord is going to give out. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We have no needs. we can rest upon the Lord now, and we can rest upon Him in the future. And in the absence, there is no need for intense desire. If I could just have this and that, because all our needs are met. Psalm 16:11, in your presence, Lord, is fullness of joy. And as we yearn to know the Lord better, isn't that something? How many of us want a stronger prayer life, a more intense concentration on being the friend of God and following Jesus to every letter, just wanting to have that joy in our heart? This will be so. This will be so. We shall see God face to face, and there will be abundance of joy, abundance of friendships, abundance of all activity will be fulfilled. This is just one of the things. No more pain, no more anguish, no more chaos. Oh, it's just something to think about here. I just love this passage, and I love sharing it with you too. Thank you so much. We see this, an in-depth look, well, not all the way in-depth, but a very good entrance into the depths of Revelation 21:4, no more pain. Well, I've got to run. Thank you so much. I hope there's something here that would give you peace. And if you are, there's pain right now. There is anguish on needs. Just lay for the Lord. The one will provide. The Lord will provide. And also knowing in our eternal future, there will no longer be these needs. That's why it says in Revelation 14:13, blessed are those who die in the Lord. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labors. The labors of earth will be gone. No more pain, no more intense desire. Thank you, Lord, for that. And let's spend time thanking Him today for that. Thank you for listening in. This is Brad with Questions About Heaven, and we'll continue on in our Revelation study in our next podcast. God bless you.
In order for the Heaven Tour to continue fulfilling our mission, we humbly ask for your support. Your generosity allows us to continue to proclaim and explain the biblical truth of heaven and to mentor many. All eligible donations are tax deductible, so please prayerfully consider an end of year gift. You can send your gift to the Heaven Tour, P.O. Box 795 Pickens, South Carolina 29671. Thank you and have a blessed Thanksgiving.